Now, President Donald Trump has warned Iran that its authorities would be hit very hard if more protesters died in the latest round of anti-government protests. On his presidential plane, Air Force One, on Sunday, Mr. Trump said, "We are watching it very closely. If they start killing people like they have in the past, I think they are going to get hit very hard by the United States." Well, the protests are now in their 10th day, and we are joined by Tara Kangarlu, global affairs journalist, adjunct professor at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and author of The Heartbeat of Iran. Tara, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland. The protests first, in terms of who is organising them and who is out on the streets.
Thank you, Audrey. It's good to be with you. The protests, as you mentioned, are moving into the 10th day across Iran. And they're ordinary people, young and old, boys and girls, women and men, who for the past few years have come out on the streets in the protests that we've seen over the years in 2022 in the aftermath of Mahsa Amini's death in the custody of the Morality Police, and prior to that in 2019 and 18, which, by the way, were prompted by Iran's poor economy. These are the same people, ordinary Iranians, who are suffering every day from poor living conditions, dire economic conditions. And quite frankly, I would call it an economic collapse. This is a country of 90 million people with great potential, an extremely resourceful country, where the people are not benefiting from these resources, and their money is being looted, quite frankly, by a very narrow group within the regime. So they're unhappy, and once again, they're taking it to the street, and they're being brutally stifled by the regime forces.
Well, is it clear today how many people have died so far? Yes. Because it's very hard to get accurate information from the country.
Yes, and that's where I was going, and you're 100% right. People, I'm talking to journalists in Iran. I'm talking to sources and people, not just in Tehran, by the way, but across the country. The official numbers are stating 35 people killed as of today. But as you mentioned, it's quite difficult to get accurate numbers. So I imagine these numbers can be higher. But also, let's not forget the arrests. When these arrests take place, it oftentimes takes days for family members to know where their loved ones are. And on top of that, when unfortunately someone's killed, their bodies are not given to the family members, because that's one way that the government tries to sort of contain the level of the protests and sort of, you know, conceal the reality. And this has been a pattern that we've seen.
So listening there then to the comments by Donald Trump, they come at a time when the Iranian government is very weak. It's being seen as being at its weakest point in decades. Its defense and its military capabilities are very damaged as a result of the war, the short-lived war with Israel, and then the attacks by the United States. Its influence in the wider region, it seems to be severely diluted. And all of this plus the protests, is the regime very vulnerable to a Maduro-style removal?
Very much so. And I think what we saw take place in Venezuela is shaking the Islamic regime to its core. Mind you that Venezuela was one of Iran's biggest allies, and overnight Maduro was taken out quietly, seamlessly, right? And very much so, I believe, and also, again, talking to sources on the ground, there's this immense fear amongst the regime. And also, as you mentioned, the Iranian government is right now dealing with two simultaneous pressure points. One, the protests that are spreading in Iran, but also Donald Trump's rhetorics coming from Washington, and also Israel, let's not forget that, both Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump last week before the new year said that there's still a high chance that we might attack Iran over what's remaining of its nuclear program, but also Iran's ballistic missile program, and
and other military capabilities. So the pressure is on. There's also rumors circulating that the Supreme Leader might flee to Moscow. Again, these are unverified. But what this tells us very clearly is the current regime anxiety and the panic that's really grappling the IRGC and the regime and the establishment.
Tara, good to talk to you this morning. And thank you so much indeed for being with us today. Tara Kangarlu there, adjunct professor at Georgetown University and author of The Heartbeat of Iran. We'll be back with more after the break.